This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown, that got him on his feet with handshake of money.
Time to shake out the latest from the world of the American family farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American agriculturalist. I suppose that's a way of describing all of us who are involved in the family farm and food business. A lot of things upcoming today. Conversation with a member of the National Farmers Union. Our focus on what in the heck is going on with the Farmers Bill. The Farm Bill, as it's called. So we'll get to that in a few moments. Right now, I'd like you to spend a bit of time with me focusing on animal welfare. There are a lot of people. There's a survey that's out this week of farm causes. And in the survey, Americans who respond, there are 1,000 adults who were surveyed, say they care more about animal welfare than children's hunger. The findings of the causes Americans care about, gathering responses, 41% of which shows animal welfare as the number one cause of concern in our country. Children's education was second, and hunger was third. This is really a very interesting survey. 70 countries, 6 continents, people surveyed. This is the third time this has been done by this outfit. The last year, the study basically asked the same questions, found that hunger was the number one concern, especially of those in North America. The top 5 causes Americans care about: disease is number 4, disaster relief number 5. But the fact that animal welfare is number 1 says something about the changing landscape in our country, and things that dairy farmers especially, but people who are raising sheep, people who are raising any animals, chickens even, there are people who are looking out for the rights, if that's what you want to call them, I don't know, whatever you want to call them, the rights, the care. We know in the last 10 years there's been a lot of focus. I remember the ABC News review of a farm in upstate New York a couple of years ago where the farmer was caught on tape bobbing the tails of cattle, which is pretty, I don't know if cruel is the right word, but it's pretty obnoxious because you bob the tails. It's good in the milking situation because the farmers who are milking, when you lean over, many of us who have milked cows in our lives. Now, I remember first time I ever milked a cow, I was probably 8 or 9 years old. I remember getting whacked in the face by the tail of the cow, and it's not very pleasant because the tails are pretty strong, and they don't like it when you're messing around down there. That's how they keep the flies off. You know the routine. So they whack you with their tail. And so that is that bobbing of tails was the focus of this ABC News. And then they found the bones of dead calves that were just thrown out in the manure pile if they were born. A lot of bull calves. That has happened. I've seen it happen on farms, never on my farm or any farms that I was associated with. But I've visited farms. I remember going to a farm in Spencer, Massachusetts when I was a teenager, and we were up there to pick up a piece of equipment that the farmer that I worked for had bought, and we were walking around the barn. They were milking a lot of Holsteins, and I went out, and I happened to look out the back door, and there on the manure pile were 3 or 4 dead calves. The calves are born, and they see that they're bulls, so they just throw them on the manure pile, which is pretty atrocious, frankly. It's no excuse for that. There are a lot of different things you can do with them, but throwing them on the manure pile, it just, and people see that and they think that callousness amounts to, it may not be really what's in a farmer's mindset, but, you know, that sort of callousness and people seeing it and understanding, I'm a great believer in inviting people to come to your farms. I think that's the way that you win over people to come to you. It's a business. You want people to come and enjoy the produce that you're growing or the milk that you're producing, whatever it is you're doing on your farm, they're buying your meat, whatever it is, they want to see the conditions under which the animals are living or under which the food is grown. That's the way it is today in the locavore movement, and I'm not sure that it's bad. It's made most of the farmers better at what they do. There's nothing wrong with scrutiny at all. But I think sometimes it gets out of hand. In this case, I'm not sure that's the conclusion we come away with. I just find it interesting that animal care and animal welfare and animal rights is the number one consideration, according to this survey. Those 35 and older were more likely to identify animal welfare as a top cause. Young adults whose children's education were a part of their life, you know, that you understand where they're coming from. Women are more likely than men to show interest in women's rights and in animal rights. I find that interesting. Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, Caucasian Americans do not share the same list of the top three causes. And money enters into it as well. People with a household income of $50,000 or less have the same list of top three causes as the general population. The people who make over $100,000 a year prioritize the environment over hunger. So anyway, I find these things to have value. Comments certainly from you are welcome no matter what it is that we're talking about here. The business of farming, the machinery of farming, the livestock, crops, whatever it is, weather issues, the markets, anything that you would like me to talk about, send a suggestion. Twitter, it's at Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, and it's Doug at DougStephan.com if you want to use that methodology. But I always take into account the things that you send to me that you would like me to pursue, and so we get the information and get the people. And such is the case. I'm a member of the National Farmers Union. And I am going to have, I think, quite an interesting conversation for your benefit with Matt Perdue, who's a fifth-generation Farmers Union member from North Dakota. He'll join us in a few moments with his story. Right now, I want to tell you another story about eating and how eating or ingesting the right foods leads to a very strong immune system. But like everything else in our world today, we're interested in fast. We want to get it done and move on to the next thing. So if you're cooking and preparing lots of vegetables and maybe you're cutting up fruit for dessert, that takes a lot of time. So a lot of people, even though it's good for you, it isn't being done. So along comes Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature takes those whole ripened fruits and those vegetables and they powder them. They take, there's no GMO, there's nothing added to these capsules of ripened fruits and vegetables. It's all pure food, 100% organic food in these capsules. Two little capsules in the morning, two at night. One of them is fruit, it's pink. One of them is vegetable, it's green. Take one in the morning of each, one at night each. How can you give yourself better overall health? That comes by going to balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com. And when you go there, use the code DJV, and you get the first month's supply of the fruits and veggies free and a great discount. So go to balanceofnature.com. The code is DJV.
Hey, guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and it's available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
16 after the hour on the American Family Farmer. Catch our weekly digest of the important conversations in the American Family Farmer podcast, which is available online at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. That's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. One of the things that I try to present here are different points of view from different people, different interests, if you will. I find there are a lot of voices of women now being heard in agriculture, a lot more voices of younger people being heard in agriculture. Thus is the circumstance with Matt Perdue, who is, as I said a few moments ago, a fifth-generation Farmers Union member from northwestern North Dakota. He's now a government relations representative at NFU. And I don't know that it's a heavy lift here, Matt, considering that your boss is also the former ag commissioner in North Dakota. I'm sure that had nothing to do with your getting the job.
No, that's right. It's always good to have those North Dakota connections out here.
It sure is, yeah. All right, so let's talk about young farmers, first of all. How old are you? I'm going to guess you're in your 30s. Am I right?
No, I'm in my mid-20s right now.
Mid-20s, good. Even better.
Yep.
Okay. So you handle a lot of different things dealing with rural development, energy, healthcare, that sort of thing.
Yep.
And are they driven by the concerns that farmers your age have? Is that where your position at the National Farmers Union sort of starts?
Well, I think a lot of these conversations revolve around access to markets. And so when you talk about the energy title programs, which the current draft of the Farm Bill looks at, eliminating all the funding for those programs, mandatory funding, a lot of those programs have the opportunity to open up new markets for bio-based products and renewable fuels and things like that that improve a farmer's chance really to make more money. And then a lot of beginning farmers are smaller scale farmers, and so they're looking more towards, the direct marketing models, selling more into urban centers to consumers who have a really high demand for locally grown products.
Right.
So that's another key piece for beginning farmers. But again, it all centers around this idea of access to markets, access to new opportunities that maybe the previous generation didn't have access to, but that can be really great opportunities for young farmers.
All right. So I don't want to confuse this. The Farmers First Bill versus the Farm Bill. This is the focus on the Farmers First Bill, is putting farmers first, right? When it comes to all of the things that are part of life in our country that may or may not have been part of farm life itself, whether it was when you grew up on the farm or maybe when Roger Johnson or I, Roger and I are about the same age, so we have similar experiences in terms of what we expect, family and no insurance. I mean, it was a family business, and now it's not so much, right?
Yeah, well, and the Farmers First Bill really addresses the mental stress and the stress that farmers are feeling out there. Really a bill that is designed to address suicide rates, and a lot of different issues that are facing the farming community right now.
And they're all created by big ag and big government. That may be, you may or may not agree with me on that, but that's where I come from on this. The stress that's been created has been created by big ag and big government. So we'll talk about that as we continue at 21 after. This is the American Family Farmer Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Farming in the forefront of your mind. If you're a farmer, you're a farm-related business, you're a locavore, this is a program for you, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Matt Perdue from the National Farmers Union. He's in charge of a lot of different things, understanding conservation issues, energy issues, health care, transportation issues, part of what is the focus in this Farmers First bill. And I said something you didn't have a chance to respond to. You may or may not want to, although I think Roger and I have had this conversation a number of times. We are no fans of Big Ag. I think they're going to the nth degree to try to put the family farmers out of business. The bastion of life in our country has come from the family farmers. And now, like everything else, the farm bill is polluted with the money going to people and entities that ought not have it. And you can say, well, who are you to decide that? Well, looking around at the number, you just said something that I don't think is, you know, we talk about men and women who have been in the service that commit suicide and the number of suicides. The number of dairy farmers committing suicide is astronomical because of the God-blessed arrangements that the foolishness of the government and price fixing and pooling of milk and all this other stuff and government regulation. I can go on and on, but this is your time, Matt, so you go on and on.
Yeah, well, you know, and obviously, National Farmers Union, every month we publish a document that we call the Farmer Share. And really what our goal there is to highlight the diminished share of the consumer food dollar that a farmer receives. It's declined for decades now, yeah. And farmers are receiving pennies on the dollar of the consumer dollar. And so we do have some serious food system issues that we need to take a hard look at. We need to look at how we can move farmers back up the food chain, improve their profitability. We have a Kansas farmer who always points out that he can fill an entire train load of wheat with the amount of wheat he grows on his operation there. And it still is barely enough to keep them afloat. There's some significant problems with that.
Well, the same with dairy farmers who keep, they milk more cows because they can't make it up at $14 a hundredweight when it costs you $21 to $24 a hundredweight, no matter how many cows you have. It's a fool's errand. And they, the government keeps pounding away, DFA and the other, but mostly DFA controls the fluid milk supply. The Suiza family, Dean Foods, all those clowns are, you know, they just keep, they say we have too much milk. Well, the milk, the reason there is too much milk is because the consumption of milk, and these morons don't get it, the consumption of milk has gone down because the stuff, the crap that they're producing isn't what people want. It isn't wholesome. It isn't tasty. It isn't good for you. It's white water. So, you know, of course people are drinking less milk. If they were able to get the real thing, then and then understand as we promote it, you know, remember all the business, the promotion for milk, real milk, drink real milk and all that stuff? These guys have bastardized that. They've made it, I mean, you hear me because I'm a dairy guy, so I'm so fed up with this stuff.
And I would say, you know, on that issue, one of the big things that Farmers Union has made a push for in the Farm Bill is a competition title, something that addresses the consolidation within agricultural inputs, agricultural outputs, that really have left farmers to operate.
How would that work, Matt? Explain how that would work if you could.
Well, there's a lot of different things that you could look at, but I think, you know, preventing future mergers of, you know, these large agribusinesses.
Dow and DuPont, Monsanto and Bayer,
Continue to consolidate. What that means is less choice for the farmer, less innovation in the marketplace, and increased prices for consumers.
Yep.
And when you look at the markets where farmers are selling their product, you know, every farmer is going to tell you they want to receive a good price from the market. They don't want to have to rely on a government safety net. But our food system does have some serious flaws that we need to take a significant look at, whether it's DOJ, whether it's through the Farm Bill, whether it's USDA. We need to take a serious look at how we start to fix, you know, really an eroding marketplace for farmers and ranchers.
Well, people are still having to eat, but what are they eating and how are they deciding what they eat? And the influence is so strong, the difference between the locavores who really appreciate what's going on the local farms and the people who go to a grocery store and think they're getting the same thing, that's bunkum. All right, we'll continue. Matt Perdue here with us from the NFU at 28 after the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-440-2572. 1-800-440-2572. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-440-2572, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass-knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's harvest time in this little town. Time to bring it on.
34 and a half after the hour now on the American Family Farmer, giving thanks to the farmers. I wonder sometimes in daily life whether we understand that it's happiness that makes us grateful, or gratefulness that makes us happy. I certainly am grateful for the years I've spent on the farm, been around cows all my life. It is a lifestyle for me, and it's an interesting combination of being a broadcaster professionally as a vocation and being a dairy farmer as an avocation. But I still understand, even though I don't have to make a living as a farmer, I understand what's going on, because I've seen the people who raised me, the people who are my mentors, the people from whom I learned my values. All of them struggled. The people on the dairy farm where I grew up, Matt Perdue, Matt's here from the NFU, had to sell their land an acre at a time in order to keep the farm going. And they did it through the 50s and 60s and 70s, and finally just gave up, sold the cows, and did other things with the farm. Well, in the 70s they retired, and I took over the farm. And it was I went back to milking cows and It was a really difficult reality even in the 70s. And as we've gone through the changes in our country, the 80s, the 90s, the consolidation of different companies, we realize a number of different things, including that Americans don't appreciate what the farmers have done. If they did, they wouldn't be complaining about what it costs to buy a bottle of milk or to buy a head of lettuce. It costs money to grow good food. You want to die early, then keep eating the crap that you're getting from the processed food manufacturers, and you'll be fine. Or you won't be fine, but you know, you'll live the way you want to. In the meantime, those of us who don't want to live that way have focused on a number of things. When we voted for Trump, I didn't vote for Trump, but I know a lot of people who did, who expected him to change the reality. The farmers, the rural Americans, the ones who voted for Trump, and now they're scratching their head wondering what the hell's going on here, because you got things like this Farmers First bill that are trying to deal with the issues at hand, and they aren't. So you guys at the NFU are opposing this current version of the bill because it doesn't do anything to address the problems that farmers are facing. So what the hell good is it? Why even have a bill, Matt?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, this bill, the previous farm bill was written in 2014. Well, you look at the farm economy in 2014, and we're looking at a very different reality now in 2018 than we were then. And so, yeah, we do have a lot of serious concerns with the bill. You know, we think that the safety net should reflect the current state of the farm economy. That includes for the commodity growers out there. That includes for dairy producers out there who really have had a program, the margin protection program, that really hasn't served them well at all.
No.
Has really kind of failed them over the last 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking at the long-term sustainability of these operations from an environmental standpoint, also from, you know, the average age of a farmer is 58 years old. You talk about, you know, transitioning your family's transition to their farm and then my family's transitions of the farm that I've witnessed. You know, we need to make sure that this land is protected and that it's productive for years to come. And then the diverse markets piece that we talked about earlier, the fair markets piece, you know, making sure that those that want to sell to meet the consumer demand for local foods and organic foods and value-added products that they can buy straight from the farm. You know, that farmers have the opportunity to meet that need, and that, you know, the larger farms, the commodity farmers out there, the beef growers, the pork growers, the poultry growers, all are participating in fair markets that don't disadvantage them. You know, you talk about pork and poultry, two markets that have gotten increasingly consolidated to the point where you know, farmers in a lot of ways don't have much opportunity for themselves at all but to really just maintain their operation at best.
Well, the taxes are going up on the land. In my area of eastern Massachusetts, there's so much pressure on me to develop the land. There are three farms remaining in my community. A community which was founded, the original name of the community was Danforth Farms back in the 1600s, because it was settled as a huge farm and became a land grant, part of Massachusetts, a land grant state. And then it's diminished down to a suburban bedroom community for Boston that has lots of big business here. TJ Maxx is headquartered in this town. Staples headquarters are here. Bose Corporation is headquartered here. So it's become a big industrial and economic center. But so the number of people moving in here have pushed the value of the land up to a point. And I'm trying to save my land by using the transfer of development rights. And there's a big fight about it, because people say, well, it'll ruin one part of town to save another part of town, which is nonsense. But it's all how it's played. And so we've got these the national focus on this. We need to have states focusing on it as well. I wonder, the Farmers First Bill, which, by the way, I laughed when I saw this, facilitating accessible resources for mental health and encouraging rural solutions for immediate response to stressful times. That's where Farmers First comes from. Not that we don't have to deal with that, but it's the usual government thing of having to put some euphemism around it in order to get it through. How is this bill comparing to the Agriculture and Nutrition Act of 2018? Is there any connection, Matt?
Yeah. So the The Farmers First Act is a Senate bill. Really what you're looking at there is a farm bill marker, a marker bill. So something that we're hoping will be included in the Senate version of the farm bill. On the House side, we had the Stress Act, which Representative Emmer led. And that language was actually included in the House version of the farm bill, although, you know, again, disappointed that the bill didn't really meet, you know, kind of treating the symptom there, not necessarily treating the disease, so to speak, not treating the larger problems in our agricultural markets. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is that farmers of all varieties are struggling out there. You know, the farm economy is in really rough shape. That puts a lot of stress on farmers and ranchers, and farmers and ranchers have a higher suicide than any other occupational group. And so, you know, we need to provide these services. We need to give cooperative extension. We need to give departments of agriculture, whoever in that state, nonprofits, whoever in that state can best provide these services to farmers. We need to give them the resources to do so because they're trying. And they just do not have the resources they need to keep up with the demand of farmers who are experiencing, you know, a lot of them experiencing unprecedented levels of stress or levels of stress that they haven't endured in their entire farming careers.
Well, there's too much government. Last week we were talking here about this, I forget his name, the representative, the congressman from Iowa, who ought to know better, introducing another bill that would be part of the farm bill that basically would prohibit going across state lines with produce. You're familiar with that, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so,
what the hell is he thinking? And from Iowa, no less.
Yeah, you know, the King Amendment is something that NFU hasn't weighed in on formally. It's something that a lot of our states have weighed in on. You know, and again, the bottom line comes to consumers have the right to make choices. Yeah. Farmers have the right to meet consumer demand. And so when we look at a bill like that, you know, it certainly raises a lot of eyebrows over how it really.
Oh, where'd it come from? Yeah. Who's paying for that?
Well, I'm not going to get into those accusations, but
I am.
You know, it certainly does raise some eyebrows. And,
yeah,
you know, a lot of our states have weighed in on that, wanting to maintain local and state, you know, control over the food system, which we think, you know, really can help promote, you know, financial opportunities for farmers and ranchers.
All right, let's talk about caps, subsidy caps, and sure. How that fits in here or doesn't fit in. Is that part of the change in thinking? We're going beyond the Farmers First Bill now to just sort of a general conversation, if you have a few moments on the farm bill, and you know, again, this has become, instead of letting farmers go to market and get what they deserve, the government gets involved in price supports, and then we become dependent on that stuff.
Well, look, you know, one of the things that we've heard throughout this farm bill debate is that this farm bill is not going to include any more money than what, you know, the baseline is for the programs within the bill. We think that's problematic. We think that the economic conditions are very, very different. But we acknowledge that there is an increasing desire to limit spending on farm programs.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we look
at welfare programs that are part of the Ag Department,
you
shouldn't be giving money and food stamps to people who can go get a job. That's ridiculous.
Well, you know, on the payment caps piece, you know, one of the pieces that we acknowledge and that we think is good policy is directing the payments, the government payments, primarily to those farmers that need them the most. You know, they should be solely directed to family farmers, and they should be capped at a level that doesn't set up those payments to just pad the pockets of really large farmers and large corporate farms, but instead, you know, saves the money, uses the money for the people who really need those payments to make ends meet. And that doesn't mean that larger farms don't receive some level of support. It just means that they don't receive, you know, huge levels of support that are well and far beyond
what they ought to have.
They ought to have, what they need to make ends meet. That's what the safety net is for. It's to provide farmers with support to make ends meet. And that current safety net just isn't going to get the job done, isn't getting the job done here the last couple of years and into the next few years.
For everybody listening to this program and our conversation, if you value where you get your food, how you want to live your life, and a healthy atmosphere, if you're not calling your congressmen and your senators and telling them to listen to the National Farmers Union, go to nfu.org, listen to what the family farmers are saying. It's clear to me that in my lifetime, if we don't fix this, never mind being the breadbasket of the world, we're not going to be able to grow enough food for ourselves, never mind everybody else. And that's the danger of the path that we're heading on.
If your job is a pain in the back, you may be able to do something about it. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. While there are certain occupations posing a greater risk of back pain, most jobs can make your back miserable. Fortunately, news out of Australia has helped identify a number of back pain triggers we can exert some control over. It seems that 7 a.m. to noon poses the highest risk of back injury during the day, possibly illustrating the need to properly stretch and warm up before engaging in physical tasks. Fatigue and being distracted were obvious back pain causes, but most Aussies reported engaging in awkward positions as the main culprit. The best prevention? Improve your core strength and posture, and remember to always lift properly using your knees. Your job shouldn't be any more dangerous than need be.
This is your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Is there such a thing as a smart light bulb? Actually, there is. And Philips Hue Personal Lighting is the world's smartest LED light bulb, allowing you to easily control the color and intensity of lighting in your home from your smartphone or tablet. Chris Burke from Philips Lighting explains.
What the system allows you to do is create and control your home lighting directly from your smartphone or tablet. You can create customized light settings based on your favorite photos or choose lighting settings to help you relax, concentrate, read. Hue has a number of unique features, including wireless connectivity through the easy setup of a bridge. On top of all of that, Hue also gives you huge energy savings. Each Hue LED bulb uses 80% less energy than traditional light bulbs.
Find out more at meethue.com. That's M-E-E-T-H-U-E.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The marketplace of ideas here on the American Family Farmer. A few more minutes with Matt Perdue from the National Farmers Union. Certainly a group worth your attention if you don't belong. I believe, and they won't tell you this, but I was a member of the Farm Bureau for a long time. So, in summary, what happens here? You've got all of these various they're good sponsors, Democrats and Republicans, that are working to get this done. Can we get the job done, Matt? Can we fix this bill so that we all don't get screwed 35 ways from Sunday?
Well, you know, it's certainly something that we're putting our full weight behind. And you know, to your point, you know, I think a lot of family farmers are in a place where they feel like D.C. Politicians aren't listening to them. And I would tell you that National Farmers Union, we're listening to you. We want to hear your input. We are taking that input. And the input that we've received on this bill is, as it's currently written, it does not meet the needs of family farmers and ranchers across the country. So there's a long process here. This bill still has to go to the floor. The Republicans have decided to make it a partisan bill, and so they have to find all the Republican votes that they need to get this passed in the House, which remains to be seen. Then we have what we expect to be a bipartisan bill in the Senate. Then those two bills have to be conferenced. There's a lot of work to do here before we get to the election cycle, which we all know will take up a lot of time in September, October, November. And there's a lot of room for NFU to continue to advocate on the positions that our members tell us to advocate on. And so we're going to keep up that fight, and hopefully we can improve this bill or improve the final outcome.
You'll find NFU.org, and you'll find them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well. Stay connected with them. You can follow Matt and his career. He's the future. I think he'll be there. You can tell Roger I said you'd be a good replacement for him. Matt, thank you. Matt Perdue from the NFU here on the American Family Farmer.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Durability of the American family farmer and the American family farm way of life. There are no happy customers here. This is a travesty what's going on, and there are a lot of other people trying to be heard. American agriculture needs a strong farm bill, and the draft House bill does not deliver on that. And I'll explain in my commentary why I think that way right after this. Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. It's good for my energy. It's good for all kinds of other things. Suzanne, you've been there for 20 years, so you've seen some great stories, I'm going to bet, right?
For me, Doug, I have been on it for over 15 years for the arthritis. There's lots of benefits to the Calitrin other than just your weight loss. Whether you have 5 or 10 pounds or if you have 105 or 10 pounds, Calitrin can help. It's drug-free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your diabetics, your heart patients. So there's no drugs and no stimulants whatsoever.
Calitrin, you're a friend of ours. You'll be a friend of theirs when you get on this program. Lose the weight. Calitrin, you go to toploss.com. Use DJV as the code. You can also call them at 833-TOPLOSS, 833-867-5677 to talk to somebody that's an expert or online at toploss.com.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy, and you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
All right, it's 56 past the hour now. The American Family Farmer, I remind you of our podcast, which is a summary of issues that we have, and they are aggregated. You can find the archives at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You see a little description of what our discussions are in each show, because there's usually three or four different things that we're trying to master in conversation. And so this hour has mostly been devoted to the farm bill. As a matter of fact, the last two or three sessions that we've had here in the American Family Farmer have been devoted to what has to be looked upon is how to sustain our agriculture. And the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition has urged, with the National Farmers Union, and we had the young lady on from the Farmers First group a couple of weeks ago, all of them are saying the same thing. But who the heck is listening? Congress has become so damn partisan. You heard this kid mention it, and Kara, who is the producer of this program, and I were just talking about this off the air. Everything is about politics. So the Republicans want it, the Democrats don't. Democrats want it, Republicans don't. In the meantime, this is probably the best example of any in this whole country of how politics is ruining a complete classification of life in our country. Because these a-holes go back and forth, and they're trying to make deals. There's nothing about this bill that is really good for anybody except the people on the upper end that don't need the money in the first place. The Agriculture and Nutrition Act is part of this. The comments that I've seen about these drafts, here's one group that says this is not a serious effort toward a bipartisan farm bill. These people are torpedoing decades of work by American farmers and advocates to advance sustainable agriculture, to advance sustainable food systems. The bill hasn't been given much of a chance of passing as it's been written because the Republicans want one thing and they say the Democrats are no good because they're not agreeing. This is crap. This is BS. This is more of the same. Just give lip service to America's vulnerable families, food-producing communities. Nothing that really supports farmers or gets out of the way or even helps the consumer. Do you realize what's going on? This is just another example of partisanship. I'm right because I'm a Republican. You're wrong because you're not. It's garbage. This bill includes no meaningful limitations on subsidy payments to the mega farms. It makes no attempt to close existing loopholes that allow the nation's largest farms to collect unlimited subsidies. Meanwhile, the small family farmer gets screwed all over the place. It also shifts the focus of the Farm Service Agency from small and mid-sized farms and beginning farmers to the large farms. They don't need any damn money. They don't need loans. This is ridiculous, and people need to know about it that aren't even on the farm. So my suggestion is that you get to your congressman, get to your senator, send email, call the office, be recorded. This farm bill should be DOA, and a completely new write-up needs to be done. That's my point of view. That's my comment. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.